Hello everyone, welcome back to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. My name is Omolola Ipeida. I hope you guys have had an amazing week so far. It has been a very interesting week for me. A lot of ups and downs, but I thank God for the grace to be able to share with you guys again today. Last week we talked about there being nowhere to run from God's love and God's presence, and just kind of understanding that God's love and His presence surrounds us, and there is nowhere that we can actually run away from it. And today we're going to be talking about something very similar, but more of the depths of God's love for us. And so we're going to be titling today's episode Into the Deep. Let's say a quick prayer. Dear God, thank you for your presence and thank you for your love. Thank you because your love for us is deep. Thank you, God, because we can go into that deep with you. Father God, I give you all the praise and all the adoration. Father God, even as I speak today, I pray that, Lord, I wouldn't speak of my own words, but, Lord, you would inspire every single word that would come out of my mouth. And, Father God, I pray that, Lord, you prepare the hearts of whoever is listening to this, that those words will not fall on deaf ears, but, Lord, they will fall on open hearts and willing vessels that are able to indeed swim into the deep of your love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So yeah, we are talking about Into the Deep, and it's basically gotten from this song that is actually called Into the Deep. Check it out. It is by City Pointe, CITIPOINTE. It's called Into the Deep. I feel like that song ministers to me a lot, and it really gives me a deep understanding of how deep God's love is for us. So just listening to that song a few days ago, out of the many different times that I've listened to that song, it just resonated with me, and I believe that that is what God wants me to share with you guys today. So we're going to be taking our reading today from the book of Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to be reading from verses 14 to 21. I'm going to be reading from the NIV version of the Bible, and if you have your Bible handy, your paper Bible or your phone with you, I'd encourage you to quickly turn to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14. If you have the option to change your version, it would be nice for you to follow from the NIV version. Do feel free to study from other versions too when you get the time to, but just so that you can follow, I encourage you to turn to this passage with me. God, I pray that as we read this word, that, Lord, it would indeed pierce through our hearts, and, Lord, you would expand it in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So I read, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's people, holy people, to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to the power, to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations." So the part I want us to really focus on in that scripture, I think this is, I believe, Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. And it was basically praying that they would be able to grasp how deep and how wide and how long and how high the love of Christ is for them. And the understanding that this love that God has for us surpasses all knowledge, and it is one that allows us to be filled up to the measure of all the fullness of God. It allows us to be able to grasp that the God who loves us is the one who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ever ask or imagine. Now, when I was listening to the song, and as I told you guys that it kind of resonated differently with me this time that I was listening to it, I thought of swimming. Now, I've been trying to take swimming lessons for the longest time, and I'm still in the shallow end, just being able to swim from one end to the other. But in order to go to the deep end, it requires a different level of skill set. You have to be able to do the bicycles, I think that's what they call it, because it helps you to be able to keep yourself afloat when you're not tapping. Because basically, when you're swimming in the deep end, you can't stand in the pool like you would when you are in the shallow end. Like, your feet can't touch the end, and that is how God's love is for us. I feel like God's love for us submerges us, like, and you cannot feel the bottom of it, and you cannot feel the top of it. Like, it is so wide we can't grasp it. It is so long we can't understand it. Like, it is just so high at the same time, so deep, that it is literally the grace of God that keeps us afloat in His love for us. Like, we can never be able to understand. And so we cannot say that we fully grasp the love of God when we are still, in quotes, swimming in the shallow end of life, when we're still kind of leaning on our own understanding, because, like, you know, that understanding that we have of what God is doing is what is helping us to stand. At that point, you're not leaning on God's love and God's grace. You're basically surviving based off of the understanding that you have. And so that is why I believe that a lot of us get stuck in that shallow end. We say, God, I want to know you. I want to get into the depths of loving you. I want to feel your love. I want to do this. I want to do that. And we are just stuck in the shallow end. We are just swimming back and forth in the shallow end because we're too scared to go into the deep with God. We're too scared to be like, God, you know what? All of me and none of you. I don't want to have anything to rely on but your power and but your grace. We're too scared to do that because we feel like we don't have any control. We feel like we can't feel the bottom of the pool. And I don't know if you guys understand the message I'm trying to pass across today, but I pray that God will indeed take us into the deep. That song says, "Into the deep I will go with you. Submerge my feet to my head in all of you. Immerse me in your love, Lord." And so I'll end on this note, and I'll say a quick prayer for us. Father God, help us. Take us into the deep of your love. We know that we may not be able to feel in the deep. We know that we may be only surviving on your grace, but we know that our strength is found in your love for us. We know that in our weakness, Lord, your strength is made manifest. Father God, even when we think that we're going to drown, your love and your grace keeps us afloat. Take us out of this shallow end. We're tired of swimming back and forth in the shallow end, thinking that we can swim, or thinking that we're swimming in your love. take us into the deep, Lord. Take us deeper, deeper. Help us to be deeply rooted in your word, in your love. Help us, Lord, because we have no other one to lean on but you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That's the simple word that I have for you guys today. I hope that you have been encouraged. I encourage you again to read the passage, Ephesians 3:14 to 20 that we read today. Be sure to check out the song, listen to it. I pray that it will minister to you and that you would truly have a deep sense of what it means to be deeply rooted in the love of Christ and to go into the deep in terms of intimacy, spending time with God, and living a life that is pleasing and accepting, and not only to be filled with those desires, but to be willing to follow as God leads us into the deep. God bless you and have an amazing weekend. Bye.